Start that shit. Yeah. Start that shit.
Okay. Yeah.
Start that shit.
Start that shit while you eat them seeds.
Now do it. Now do it. Now do it. Now do it. Now do something else that you gotta improvise. Now Charlie Brown.
Goobity glop.
Goobity glop.
Hazy hair bug.
Flip the blue.
Booby de bay.
Haystack, y'all.
Now twist the gips. Now twist the gips.
Twist the gips.
Now bring it back now, y'all.
It's a reverse twist gip.
Okay.
Now eat some Wendy's.
Eat some cold ass Wendy's. That's some cold Wendy's.
That man got that Wendy's out the garbage. I guarantee it. Mm-hmm. Some cold ass fries TJ brought here. Besmirching our good names.
Yeah, those are some sad fries. Like, they're not even McDonald's fries that are cold. Those are Wendy's fries that are cold.
Yeah.
Inferior cold fries.
Mm.
I mean, all fries that are cold are inferior, but goddamn.
Goddamn.
You might as well hand me a potato.
I hate cold fucking fries. I hate refried fries as well.
Mm.
Those are the fucking worst.
Have you not had microwave fries?
No, because I tried. It's the worst mistake ever.
You cannot reheat fries. You just can't. You eat them now or not.
Yeah.
And that's why sometimes I'm like, I'll just eat the burger.
Yeah. But then you have all those fries that you pay for.
No, sometimes I just order just the burger.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm fry hungry, but I know that sometimes I'm either going to get cold fries or I'm going to let some of them fries get cold.
Yeah.
Because I'm a busy man. You know, 401k and all that.
Yep. Fries.
Fries.
I like fries real late at night.
TJ, what you got for us?
TJ. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. By the way. You got what?
I said welcome.
Welcome.
But, oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah. Welcome, everybody. I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm TJ.
We just kind of rolled right into this one.
And I'm Charles.
I was really going to.
I live in the rat basement.
Yes, that's true.
I survive on all the pee that they give us in the ground.
We don't do that. We don't.
Charles
do that.
Loves the pee.
I thought I got rid of you.
What in the living God is
What the
in?
Fuck was that?
Oh, dude. Oh, no. Okay. I got a quick bit of news. Not news. A legit story. I'm not fucking shitting you. I have an eyewitness. Yesterday, on my way back home, me and Christina were on Penn Avenue or Dowling. And we were on Penn and Dowling. And, you know, that gas station that used to be there. And they're rebuilding and whatever. And in my head, I was thinking, like,
it's on the other side of my
I remember seeing a dude run in there when me and my cousin were in there. And he got shot through the hand and shit.
Through the hand?
Yeah. Yeah, this was a while ago, though.
Like some crow type shit?
Yeah. And he come running into the store and bleeding all over. But then, like, earlier in that year, some white dude got shot on, like, basically at the bus stop right across the street there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking about, like, all the people that got shot between the Tom Thumb and that corner store. There's been a lot of people getting murdered.
The Tom Thumb that used to be a Tom Thumb by my house?
Yeah. The Tom Thumb right here on Penn. It's not it anymore.
Oh, but, the quick stop.
Yeah. The one with all the memorial shit.
The one by TJ's garage, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That used to be a Tom
Rigby.
Thumb. Yeah.
Have you seen that Rigby stuffy?
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of like flowers and like stuffed animals and
dude.
Shit.
Dude,
yeah.
But then there's Rigby from Regular Show, and he's hanging by one hand on the fence, and he's like, "Oh."
So, anyways, we turn to go up Penn and to go up towards that fucking store. And as soon as we do, we're going up the hill to go towards the store. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm about to tell Christina, I was like, "You know how many people got killed right here?" And as soon as we did that, I saw somebody right here. In the corner of my eye, running into the street, and as soon as they got over here, it just looked like smoke, and then it went into the street and shrunk down to a dog's eyes, and no shit, it disappeared right in the middle of the fucking street. Like,
get the fuck out
I'm
of here.
I'm not even kidding you, and I'm like, and I didn't even...
Like, how much smoke?
It looked like a person, like a thick... It looked like a, like, legit, like a person standing here, and it come like this. Like, it looked like somebody running into the street, and it shrunk down to the size of a fucking dog. Like, when it got into the street, and it looked like...
Someone checked the Earth's population. Did Thanos strike?
Dude, I'm not kidding you. They came, and they fucking disappeared right in front of me. And I thought I was the only person that saw this, because at first I thought, oh, like, what the fuck was that? And I said that, like, what the fuck was that? And Christina's like, you saw that shit too? And I'm like, this shit just disappeared.
Thanos came and snapped just that nigga away. It was like, bye.
He was running. Yeah, it did. It looked like that, except for not as grainy. It looked, at first, it looked like a gray plastic bag. It turned into a, I'm not kidding you, into the street. And then it just vanished. Like, what the fuck was that?
That's fucking wild, dude.
Yeah, and okay, so I said, what the hell was that? And Christina was like, you saw that too? She's like, and I started to break for it. And I'm like, what? She's like, I thought it was somebody. I'm like, I fucking swear to God. It was somebody standing there, and they started running towards the fucking street. And they just went, laid down in the street and disappeared. That shit was crazy.
You saw the rapture.
That one believer.
The one believer.
It would have just been closed.
So originally.
No, that's only if you read Left Behind.
Yep. Yep.
I believe the rapture happens like this. God's like, I want all my people back. And then everybody goes up like fucking flash paper, like that magician paper.
You know, there's a good chance he already came back.
Yeah. Back in like 1320.
You know what? Originally, I was going to suggest that we do an opening using that Goodbye Horses song.
But that would have been nice.
But then I don't know how the fuck to recreate that sound with my mouth.
I don't even know it.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's just,
exactly.
You just can't do it.
Yeah, we don't have a camera in here to tuck our wieners and shit. Oh, dude. Have you ever...
We don't have a camera in here.
Have you ever tried to tuck your wiener?
I woke up tucking my wiener. What you talking about?
I tried it once when I was a kid in the fucking shower. I like just for shits and giggles, right? So I bent over.
Oh, you mean seriously?
Yes. I was joking. No, I'm serious. I put my balls between my legs, and I pinched them, and I stood up. I'm not even kidding you. I fucking almost started crying immediately because I felt my ball pop. Like, not like smack. It like rolled across each other. And I was like, oh! And I fucking laid down in the shower holding on to my stomach and my balls for like 10, 15 minutes crying.
Well, there goes my cross-dressing cosplay option, because I was gonna get a Sailor Moon costume, and I was going to tuck it and walk around and shave off all this.
I'm sure there's a technique.
There's got to be a technique, because how many niggas is good at it? Like, all the motherfuckers that be tucking their balls. Like,
when me and Chantel were dating, she showed me a video on, I can't remember what website it was, but this dude taped his junk up to his butthole and, like, flopped his balls over, right, and taped those over.
I bet sitting down is fun as fuck.
Dude, it looked, he taped it up so well when he was standing there like this with his legs open and shit, it looked like a vagina. I was like, how the fuck did you tuck that shit all the way up there? And he taped it flat against his cheeks.
I think he told me about that guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
That shit blew my mind. I'm like, how does that not hurt?
Dude, I got this. So there's some news that you and I were talking about earlier this week.
What's that?
And I just want to just play this clip real quick. Here you go, Sharm.
Okay.
You don't want it.
Okay.
Let me just play this clip. You'll get the idea here.
Cher is dating somebody that's 40 years younger than her. I don't see what the problem is.
I mean, it's just one of those double standard things, because, you know, I saw a meme that said it was like an old-ass fat white man with a young model-looking chick, and it said to women, it said, if you want to show your daughters why they should study, show them this picture. And then it said, for men, if you want to show your sons why they should study, show them this picture.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things. It's rare that you see it in reverse. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? The same thing. It's just like... I think we rarely see it in this regard, so I think that's why they're saying it, because you rarely see an old woman with money publicly go out and, you know,
right,
look
man.
For a young man. So
that, brother, to that.
But that shit's in public, though.
That's from the Brilliant Idiots podcast, Andrew Schultz and Charlamagne the God. Yeah. I was listening to that shit, and I was like, you know what? It reminds me of that exact same conversation me and you had earlier this week about Cher. It's like, there is that huge double standard where it's like... Because I've got a history of having younger girlfriends.
Right.
Not like terribly younger, but like young enough where like motherfuckers are like, do you just hang out with everybody in their 20s? Not that I'm like 80 or anything like that, but like, you know, like I've never dated anybody younger than like 3 years younger than me. You know what I mean? And that range goes from like 3 years younger than me to like 10.
Right.
I mean, obviously, when I was a teenager, I stayed in my bracket, stayed in my lane. But like,
I fucking hope so.
Oh man, look at that baby over there! No, I'm just kidding.
Says every pedo ever. That is crazy, though.
No, but if, when men date younger women, like when they're like when a man in his 40s dates a girl in like
in their 20s, yeah, like Leo,
or even if she's like 18, 19.
Yep.
Like, everybody's like, oh, he's a fucking disgusting pig and he needs to be buried under the jail. But
right.
When women do it, they're like, oh, it's a sexy cougar or a MILF or some shit like that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not fair to the entirety of society for one person to get the shit label, but the other one don't. Like, if I date a girl, I'm 42 now. I'm openly admitting my age on the podcast for the first time ever that I remember. I'm 42 now. if I were to date, when I was dating Trinity,
yep,
that was like, oh, this nigga's just like in a midlife crisis.
Right. I mean, that's what a lot of people assume. That, and I guess, I don't know if it's safe to assume. I just think, I don't see anything wrong with it if the people, if that's what they're doing, that's their thing, you know, whatever. I personally have a hard time with younger girls because I don't know what to I can't talk to them about anything.
Well, that's my problem with a lot of girls who are younger than me now. Yeah. So I don't go any younger than maybe 9 or 10 years. Because like if you're like in your early to mid 20s, I don't got nothing to talk to you about.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
You got to be at least 30. At least.
You got to have some experience, you know what I mean? We need to have some relatability, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it's not like we were when we were kids. Like, I know it sounds cliche, but having relations with somebody that you have a relationship is it's different than just hooking up with some random chick.
Although I will say there are those diamonds in the rough. Like, you will catch somebody who's like in their like mid 20s, who's just dope as fuck, but you ain't gonna fucking keep them around much longer than maybe like the month or two that they fucking stick around, because they on a mission. Not like on like some like, oh, she's a slut type shit.
No, I was
like,
gonna say she's on that dick
mission.
No, they
got, no, those kind of women got ambition, and I respect
that. She's
got
bodies to catch.
No, they on a mission, man. Like they like to fuck, but like they got aspirations and goals and shit like that, and I respect that. So, you know, like, I mean, you know, when you catch those like short term commitments or whatever, like, it's whatever. But those are far and few between as far as like that age bracket is concerned, because I mean, how many people is like really that cultured and or educated at that point in their lives?
Right. It is a double standard, and there's like, I don't even know if there's anything we can do about it, because just look at the amount of teachers that are having sex with their underage students, right? Like female teachers, right?
That's been a story since time immemorial.
Right.
So, I mean, dudes do it too.
Latruno. Yeah, they obviously it's a
witch. I mean, there's been women who've gone to jail for the same shit, but dudes get ostracized.
Yes.
Hard as fuck.
Yeah.
Where like a woman does it, and she, even if she's like punished for it, everybody's like, oh man, that shit's fucking hot.
And she gets
out. Yeah.
Like she gets out of jail and is able to continue her life, even though she's a registered sex offender. You know, they're able to continue a life and live well. Like that Letourneau chick, remember her back in the 90s? She was the first one, the first female teacher that everybody that blew up on the news that had sex with that 13-year-old boy and got pregnant.
But the defense, I'm playing the devil's advocate here. Have you not ever had a teacher you wanted to fuck?
Yeah.
Because when I was in high school, there was a teacher I was like, man, you can. Okay. I'll give you all the D's for if you. I'll give you all the D's for one A in your class.
Okay. I think it's fair to ask the same question to the females. You know what I mean? Like, because I know there's girls. There's girls that know girls that would like to fuck older guys and you know, teachers and shit like that. You know, there's that too. I'm not saying that's the case with the male teachers hooking up with the young. I don't even know, like, nobody knows that shit. We just know what we hear in the paper. You know what I mean? We hear grooming, this, that, and the other third, right?
But there's women who do that shit, too.
Well, that's my point.
Hence, Cher.
But that's what I'm saying. That Letourneau chick was able to fucking live her life afterwards. And her and that dude got married. You know, mm-hmm. That dude's like 39 years old. He has a 24-year-old kid and a 25-year-old kid with that broad.
What?
Yeah.
39 is a 24-year. Wow.
Yeah, that's how much time went by.
15, my man. He had his first kid before this bitch even went to jail. Wow. Or she had that kid in jail. He got a prison baby.
I think she got out of jail and she broke her probation, didn't seen him and shit. And
oh, so they were banging before he was 15 then?
I think it was before.
Oh, I'm sorry, before he was 14.
I think he was 13.
Because he was a 9-month gestation period. He might have been 14 when he got her pregnant.
But either way, she, like I said, she got to continue her life afterwards. But it's a constant thing that you see. And rarely do I see comments about, like, this bitch should get killed, that somebody should kill her ass, yada yada. But if it was a dude, they want his fucking body strung out in the fucking streets. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not that we're suggesting, like, hey, dudes, you should start chasing people who are, like, way the fuck too young for you.
But no, no, it's the opposite.
Because, I mean, everybody knows that anybody who fucks a kid is, like, I mean, like we're talking, like, actual kids. Like, because when... Shut up, Sprout. it's just wrong, right? It's just wrong.
Yeah.
I was about to go down a rabbit hole. I wasn't ready for it. But like, there are certain things that people need to start thinking about. Like, okay, if that kid was like 18 and still in high school, is that a problem? Or is if that kid was like 20 and I'm like 85, you know what I mean? Is that so? Like, there's like this huge double standard where it's like, okay, well, you can't chase younger girls, but older women could chase younger dudes, right? But my psychology teacher told me back when I was in college that, like, it's innate for everybody where, like, men like people younger than them, or women younger than them, and women like men younger than them. So, like, and this is before, like, the whole, like, gender fluid situation happened, where like this is like what they were taught in school, and this is what they're teaching us, right? So is that true or is it not, and where does the fucking line get drawn in the sand? Do you know what I mean?
Okay, I can see where that's going.
Yeah, no, there's definitely a line that does get drawn. Usually most people grow and they find that line.
No, I mean the line for scrutiny.
Oh,
yeah. Like, I mean, it's like everybody knows that, like, there's going to be old men who like young girls.
Yeah, but I think a few years is like what most people are willing to accept.
Old women who like young boys, and everybody knows that there's going to be the flip-flop of both those situations, right?
Yeah.
Because people have different situations when they come up in life and shit like that, and they might have their own infinite amount of reasons to, like, have those needs met by those older and or younger people, right? But, like, where does the line for scrutiny get drawn in the sand? Because we already know where the line for, like, disdain gets drawn. And that's, like, when that person is still an informational sponge and somebody else is trying to train them into being something that they really shouldn't be, which is a tool for sex. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But once that person is an adult, when does the when does the hating stop? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And like I said, for the majority of society, I think it depends on the age. for some reason, it depends on the age of the man. And if the age of the man is, and he's younger, he can have any woman he wants, depending on how young she is. Obviously, we know that line for young. But like, if
that's a Western standard.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's 18. Technically, everybody here is okay with him fucking anybody who's 18 or older. Regardless if she's 64. I mean, once it gets to that older age, they start, like, viewing that dude as,
Okay, so I'm going to speak from personal experience. I was, like, 18, just turned 18, maybe like 3-4 months prior. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was in Virginia for my training in the Army. Ended up sleeping with a chick that was like 37.
Mm-hmm.
So who's in the wrong in that situation? Is there a wrong in that situation?
To most people in society, no. But I mean, it is just like a thing.
She knew how old I was.
I see it all over the time. Like, okay, I'll be looking at YouTube or TikTok, or just the shorts. And every now and then, this older woman will pop up who's like in her late 30s or whatever. Or these women. It's mm-hmm. not just one. It's just like random ass women in their posts. And there's little shorts about how he's like 18 or 19 or young, way younger than her. And that they're only good for sex. You know what I mean? Like, I'll fuck you like 30 times, but other than that, that's it.
Oh, we were on this subject earlier this week, and I should have sent you this TikTok. Oh, that's right. You just complained to me about TikTok, so yep. I can't send you TikToks. But there's a cosplay chick on TikTok,
yep.
And a lot of her TikToks are like...
Are you talking about the one who queefed in the Spider-Man suit?
No.
Okay. Oh, gosh. I know which one you're talking
about. She's like when people find out that you're 40, right?
Right.
Or like when they don't want to date you because you're 40, you know, shit along those two lines.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, she does not look 40.
Right.
I'm guaranteeing she's probably 40, but like she does not look 40. She's like, she suffers the same curse as me. Like you look like 10, 12 years too young. But in her case, 20. But a lot of these like younger dudes are like trying to holler at her, and she's like, I'm 40, and then they walk away, right? They clearly have, like, a line drawn in the sand.
Right.
But she's complaining about it, like, come back, young men!
Yeah. Yeah.
Meanwhile, my 42-year-old ass is like, I just wish I did.
There's a, like, a line... that everybody's drawn for both of us, like for both female and male. Female, apparently it's okay regardless of how old you are to date somebody as young as you are.
Well, that's why I'm like, because she looks about as young as I look, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And she's 2 years younger than me.
Right.
But it's like way out my grasp. So now I'm like,
right.
There's only so many people in my
But here's head. The thing. Okay, so... Now I'm thinking more on it. Who's judging? Like, we know who's judging the men. It's not just the women. It's men themselves judging men.
Assholes.
Yeah, but when we think about women, who's judging the women negatively? And it's usually other women.
Men aren't judging men when it comes to that shit.
No, not like outright. I mean, not like behind closed doors. Let me say. But there's those guys who are like, that guy should be, like, thrown in prison. Of course he should if he's, like, fucking molesting kids. But, like, if Leonardo DiCaprio, everybody's hating on him. And I was bringing that up. I don't hate on him.
He's fucking grown adults, right?
Yes, they're, like, 25,
okay,
26.
From the generation I'm from and that you're from.
Right.
If you're an older dude and you happen to be banging a younger adult, everybody's high-fiving in the room. Like, yeah, my man. Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's how we came up. But now it's like, oh, he should be thrown in prison for fucking an adult? An adult?
Yeah.
He's a celebrity, a very handsome celebrity that can pull all the pussy he wants, and you're going to judge him for fucking pulling adults? Adults!
Yep.
He ain't, like, at a Catholic church, like, how old are you, 12? Remember that song of Family Guy? He was like, 13 candles is probably enough. He's not on that level, right?
No.
Oh, TJ over here earning his fucking pay today.
Yeah, we're getting that.
We got to give him some of that sponsor money.
Oh, man.
What are the talking points we got before
I got something that's going new in my world if you want to hear it.
What you got?
Guess what my sister did? I already told you.
But I'm still an extra prize.
She got fucking married.
What?
Yep, she got married without telling anybody.
Didn't tell nobody.
Nope.
I'm a little mad because that's my little sister too.
You know what's funny is I found out.
I mean, not biologically.
Yeah. I found out from a friend that they said they think, like, she's engaged or something like that's happening. And I'm like, what? And then...
it was, like, right before she got married?
Yeah, or as it was happening. And then, like, the following day, Jasmine, or the, I think it was like a day or two later.
She's Jasmine. Already seeing this person beforehand, right?
Yeah.
Like in a relationship?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. I still have yet to talk to her, like, about all the details and stuff. But apparently she was too nervous, and she didn't really want anybody around. She just wanted to wham, bam, let's get this shit. You know what I mean?
So who's the lucky groom and or bride?
God, what was his name? Oh, man, I feel like a bad brother now.
Is it the dude who we watched fight?
No.
Oh.
No.
Shucks.
No.
Because that was a good-ass fight, and he won?
Man, I smoke too much pot. I can't even remember his name right now.
Is it,
He's that light-skinned Puerto Rican dude, or Dominican. I can't remember if he's... I think he's Dominican. Yeah.
Hold on.
Yep.
Okay.
Good on Jasmine.
Yep. And he's in the military and shit. So that was like a little weird. And I also, another thing that I did is I went to the Smashing Pumpkins concert. Was amazing. I think we should go to a concert again soon.
Remember when I didn't go to that Smashing Pumpkins concert?
Because in 1998. I served our country? Yes, I did. I remember it very well.
Oh! Veterans Day was yesterday. Yep. That's my day. And the day for all other veterans.
Did you do anything?
I didn't do shit. I'm a veteran ID, so I can't cash in on the cool discounts and shit. But me and Q had a lot of Veterans Day jokes shared between the two of us because we both served.
Yep.
I meant to hit up Joe, but around like 5 o'clock, I was like, you know what? I'm sad now, and I drank. And I got sad because I started having bad Army memories.
Oh, yeah.
Not like, I mean, my experience in the Army was dope, but the reason why I left.
Right.
Or what led me to leaving is why I got sad, is because I joined the Army for this very particular reason.
Yep. Yeah.
So.
Well.
We'll talk about that in an episode one of these days.
Another thing I wanted to mention. Yep.
No, I was Pauly Shore in the Army.
Yep. He was a water boy.
Yep. Water dog, thank you.
Water dog. He's a hot dog water boy. Whatever you called yourself. No. Oh, another thing.
I call myself a boiled hot dog.
Kevin Conroy died. You know Kevin Conroy, the voice actor of Batman?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like the Batman? Like anime? Where is he? That guy?
Yes.
Why did he looks like the Joker.
I know he does look like
I've
the
never
Joker.
Seen his face before. He, wow.
Yeah, he made it to the ripe old age of 66.
Ripe?
Ripe old age. You know who else died just recently? Like yesterday or the day before? Gallagher, the comedian.
I didn't know until you told me about like 20 minutes ago.
It's been a lot longer than 20 minutes ago, but
30.
Whatever.
And I know because I'm looking at the timer.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty much it. Saw a ghost. My day was fun. I ate sushi yesterday. It was amazing.
At a black owned business.
Yeah. That shit had me dying.
Tell us the story about that.
Well, yeah, like it's all Japanese or Asian people in there at least. And When we got the bill, they came up and they handed us the, you know, where you put your card and, like, the whole bill thing. And on the cover it said, proud owner or black-owned business, proud black-owned business. I'm like, there's not a single black person in here.
And he sent me a picture of it, and all I saw was ice cream and that little billfold. And I was like, this nigga at Kyoto eating fancy? Why are you showing off, right? And then we came I got here about, like, an hour ago. He's asked me, like, you see that picture? And I was like, what picture? Oh, that picture? He was like, how's that black girl? And I was like, wait, what? And I looked at the picture again, like, what the fuck?
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what it's going on tonight right now, actually, pretty soon?
Israel's about to fight somebody.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's going to be a good fight card, and I wish I could fucking see it. But you know how much
it's not UFC?
It is, but it's $75. It's a pay-per-view.
Man, we're about to rely on China with this one.
How are we going to do that?
Huh?
Do you know a site that we can break the law on?
Don't we have that one site?
I don't know. The one I've been using doesn't work anymore. Mm. So I've actually been paying for it. And I can't afford it right now.
You got $25?
Maybe.
TJ, you got $25?
In cash?
Fuck! I don't want to carry cash.
You're like, copper cash. Yep. I mean, that would be dope. I want to watch it.
Well, speaking of money, let's pay some bills.
15 in credit.
We'll discuss this at another time.
All right. Let's pay these bills.
Shake the piggy bank. And we're back.
Are we back?
We are back.
And it's here.
We have a different newish random segment where we're gonna play a random board and or card game. And today we're playing Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, this is a game that I hear about all the time.
I'm the card czar for now. Wait, which one is this one?
That's the one that we...
Oh, that's the one, yeah. So yep. Let's go back on the fucking bottom.
It's practice.
That was the practice one because he hasn't played yet.
Yep.
So...
Yep. We're not as hip as...
We're not going to explain the rules because I just did that during the break.
Yep. Yes, he did. I appreciate it. Now I feel less ignorant.
You guys ready for this?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
All right. Okay. Draw my card.
You're going to draw your card.
In the new Disney Channel original movie, Hannah Montana struggles with blank for the first time.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to love this.
Okay. I got mine right here. I got him.
Okay. So I'm going to read these both. In the new Disney Channel original movie, Hannah Montana struggles with Academy Award winner Meryl Streep for the first time. And then you have, in the new Disney Channel original movie, Hannah Montana struggles with my vagina for the first time. That's the fucking winner right there. Take your point, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, fuck. TJ, you're the new card czar.
Well played. Yeah, no problem. That was it was an easy choice to make.
Oh, you two have to draw back up to 10 cards?
Up to?
So if you drew one card, if you pass one, you have to draw one.
Okay. One. Okay.
And
okay.
If you pass two, you draw two.
Okay.
Any black card or card on the top?
I mean, you can take the card from the top or you can just don't read whatever you're fucking... Yeah. There you go.
Yes.
All right, motherfuckers.
What does it say?
As the mom of five rambunctious boys, I'm no stranger to blank.
Can you reread that, please?
Fuck it, I had the perfect card too. As the mom of five rambunctious boys, I'm no stranger to blank.
I feel like I should have kept that one, but
that's how I feel about half these cards. So if you read the card, you have to read the black card and then the both cards. So you know how I did, like, you know, like, full sentence.
As the mom of five rambunctious boys, I'm no stranger to Adderall.
Nice.
As the mom of five rambunctious boys, I'm no stranger to two Xanax and a bottle of wine.
That's even better. Yeah, that goes to Sprout for sure.
Two Xanax and a bottle of wine.
Thank you, sir.
I have nothing that could compete with that. I guess we take
those right here.
Okay, hold on.
Face up this way.
Get your card. Get your card.
Thank you, sir.
Get your card.
Thank you, sir. I'm getting. Dude, they got the rights reserved sign on Adderall. I saw that.
Okay.
But Xanax is like, it's Xanax.
Come get your love, come get your love, come get your love.
Oh my God, I have the fuck. I wish I had the card. I wish this was my turn. Okay. Mitch McConnell can't come without blank.
Ooh.
This is a good one. Oh God. I have the perfect card for this.
No.
It is the perfect card, and I just can't use it.
I don't know what to use.
Okay. Okay.
I should have used that for Hannah Montana.
Okay. Okay. Mitch McConnell can't come without $1 trillion. Mitch McConnell can't come without one titty hanging out. All right, here you go, TJ. That's your point.
I got it. Me and Tita got to draw a card, and then I believe I'm the card czar.
The czar of card. Bar to card. There you go. There you go. So this is kind of interesting.
It's like apples to apples, but funnier.
Funnier.
I do like me some apples to apples, though. That's a really good game. I'm about to get me a copy of that.
Apples. Apple.
What's my secret power? TJ slides me a card.
Whoops, sorry.
You are a son of a bitch.
I don't have anything good.
I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck. Why did I pick it up?
I got here. This is an attempt, but it's not. Damn, you are crying super hard.
TJ's dying over here.
That one's got to be good. I got to see it. I can't wait to hear it.
Oh, God, that one's good, too. What's my what's my secret power? Taking 2d6 emotional damage. What's my secret power? Drinking alone. Here you go, TJ. TJ.
You bastards.
He said, I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Now I'm crying, but for all the right reasons.
Because you got that emotional damage.
Oh, I shouldn't have rolled that 2d6. TJ's the card czar. This son of a bitch is a card czar.
Okay, hold on. Let me get. Oh no, I can do that later.
No, do it now. Get your Kleenex. He's legit crying over here.
That is scary.
Oh fuck.
Okay.
Oh jeez.
I got that power from getting ran over by a radioactive alcohol truck.
Yeah.
All right, here
I thought
we
go. It was depression.
Lifetime presents blank, the story of blank. I need two cards.
Two cards?
Yep.
Wait, well, read it again.
Lifetime presents blank, the story of blank.
Damn it. Lifetime presents.
It's all right. Cat Daddy don't steal.
Here you go.
I'm going to wait.
Oh, hold on. I think. Okay, yeah. Here we go. This is the Lifetime card. The first one. This is the second one.
I feel like you're going to win.
I don't know. It's
which one Lifetime, which one the other?
Lifetime other. So, here, we'll do it like that.
Yep.
The Lifetime one's the one on the bottom.
All right. Lifetime presents the patriarchy. The story of strong female characters.
That works. Yeah, no, that works.
Lifetime, other one. Lifetime presents the Underground Railroad. The story of Donald J. Trump.
Oh, it's fucked up.
Oh, that's
but who
up.
Gets the point?
Oh, shit.
I like that. When that was like, dirt.
And he canceled the Tub and Dub.
Yep.
Fuck. Oh, this is our call.
That joke goes full circle, bro.
Yeah.
Give it to Sherm.
It keeps giving.
It goes to Sherm. That's
gotta go with Trump.
Give me them. Give me them.
It just keeps going.
YouTube buff draw.
Sherm's the cards are.
Oh, yeah.
I already drew.
I gotta draw real quick.
But the Sherm's the cards are after that.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Let me get them sunflower seeds.
Let's see what we got.
I don't give a fuck anymore.
Have a purple.
Oh, oh, why? Because I'm black?
Yeah.
This is
oh, why? Because you black? Peer pressure in my ass to like grapes?
I think it was part of your DNA. That's what you said the last time. We were
nah, oranges.
Now it's oranges?
I'm a 90s kid. It's orange. Orange soda and orange blunts.
And Nickelodeon.
All right, you guys. Here's a card. This is a two-card one, all right? That's right. I killed blank. How, you ask? Blank. Yeah.
Can you repeat that, please?
That's right. I killed blank. How, you ask? Blank. That's right.
That's right. I killed blank. How, you ask? How, you ask?
How, you ask?
Blank.
Okay.
First blank is on top. I mean, in the back.
Okay. 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 All right. Let's hold myself together here. That's right. I killed a time-traveling Chinese general from the Shang Dynasty. How, you ask? Poor life choices. Here's the next one. That's right. I killed Vladimir Putin. How, you ask? Stuffing my pee hole with Tic Tacs.
He's like, no, I cannot look.
That sounds so painful. God. I have to give it to fucking TJ.
I'm
tired of it. I'm tired of him fucking, like, getting all the cards.
TJ's killing the game.
I know. He's got all the good cards.
Card me. I am Zarnow.
I got some really good ones. I got like one. I got two decent ones, I should say.
My favorite sex position is called blank style. TJ busting up already.
Blank style. Hold on. This is like, this is one card, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
TJ.
Okay. I guess so. Like, I don't have anything really. There's nothing. I didn't have anything.
My favorite sex position is called filling my briefcase with business stuff style. I know what that move looks like. Get the fuck in there. My favorite sex position is called running out of stamina style.
Yep.
I know we're mad at TJ for getting all the points. But TJ gotta get this one.
Yeah.
He's getting all good.
You draw your card.
Oh, no.
Wait. You son of a bitch.
Oh, Jesus. Cheez-Its.
There you go.
Cards are.
All right.
Whack, whack, whack. This is interesting.
Wait. Before you read that, can we get a score update? How many points you got? I got one.
I got two. Teacher's got four.
I got motherfucking four.
Motherfucking fuck.
Quattro.
There's gonna be a point where you're getting lame cards because I got a ton of lame cards and I'm trying to fuck. I wish I could change them out.
That's why I these are all this bitch out.
These I are, did, and I got all the lame ones.
These are all beautiful cards.
I got the heart of the cards with me.
Some of these are just not gonna work. Like I don't even know where the fuck to. I was gonna.
Don't worry, you're gonna Denver Broncos your way back.
Let's get this going, TJ. Read this card.
All right. What is George W. Bush thinking about right now?
That's a good question.
You know, when he's not with Harold and Kumar.
Here you go.
You know, I finally got around to watching that Christmas.
Sherm slides a card.
All right. What is George W. Bush thinking about right now? Sir Jorah Mormont's Sterilian blue balls. What is George W. Bush thinking about right now? Sharpening a foam broadsword on a foam whetstone. Oh, shit. I do like this, but I can actually see him doing this.
So who gets the point?
Sharpening a foam broadsword on a foam whetstone. Jeremy?
Yeah. That was a charm.
George Bush is an idiot. I was going to put something really insulting in there, but I didn't want to.
Don't forget your card.
Did I?
If you don't have 10 cards, you're doing it wrong.
All right. This goes
God
to you.
God damn. This card. The card I just drew was like, why?
It's time to do.
This is a good one, you guys. I got 99 problems, but a blank ain't one.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Here you go.
I can't even do. Oh God. Okay.
Oh fuck.
All right. I got. I got 99 problems, but assless chaps ain't one. I got 99 problems, but foreskin ain't one.
That's you, Sprout. I got a point. I'm coming back, that sort
foreskin,
of.
That foreskin, though.
I just need to get rid of it.
I am cards are now. Make sure you draw your card, Sherm.
What?
TJ, you don't have to draw a card. No, you do have to draw a card. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And you.
You have to draw a card. Because I was the card czar.
Oh, yeah. So you don't have to draw shit.
Nope.
I was saying Sprout draw a card. I don't know where you're Sherm from. That's crazy talk. I don't even know who the fuck Sherm is. This is Jeremy over here.
I don't even know who that is either. Alphabet soup.
Ba-doop, ba-doop. No.
What made Spock cry?
What makes Spock cry?
What made Spock cry?
Oh.
If anybody gives me con, you lose already.
I gave you logic.
Okay.
Jeremy gets it.
What made Spock cry? The illusion of choice in a late stage capitalist society.
Oh, that's deep, bro.
That was super deep and it almost won it until I seen what made Spock cry. Soup that is too hot. That is. That's all Jeremy.
That's some hot soup.
Read that shit and lost it. Here you go, TJ.
Goddamn Spock. Oh, I'm gonna draw a card.
To lose.
He had that hot ass soup and still said, "Con!" Oh! Oh, fuck.
No.
No.
U.S. Weekly's exclusive. Meghan Markle's secret battle with blank.
I think I might have, yep, I got the perfect card.
I got one right here for you.
Oh, I don't want to think about that. No.
Sherm stole my point. I already know it. Oh, fuck.
He's like, no.
Us Weekly's exclusive Meghan Markle's secret battle with permanent orgasm face disorder.
Oh, that poor lady.
Poor lady.
Us Weekly exclusive Meghan Markle's secret battle with queefing.
I feel like it's a 50-50 split.
I don't know. What I want to think about.
Do we coin flip this one?
Yes.
Who got a coin? Because I don't carry cash. Flip a lifesaver.
They're about the same on both sides.
Metal card.
Wait. Who got D&D Beyond? Let's all roll a D20.
I don't have that at all.
Oh, I guess I win.
You don't have a coin.
No, TJ will let you do it on his phone.
Okay.
Flip. Do it on the Blue Note campaign. Because that way we don't have to worry about fucking up Junior shit.
All right.
Roll your boat.
Oh, nope. it's on my iPad now. I can't roll shit.
Then I'm flipping this card.
Okay.
It's metal.
Which one's
both
heads
sides are different.
Which one's heads and which
that's
one's
heads.
Tails?
Heads. Obviously.
That's
tails.
Tails.
Okay.
Heads.
Flip it.
Tails.
Who was tails? No one called it.
I called heads.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're automatically tails.
Hey! Give him a card.
Let it go.
Why are there two black cards over there? Why are there four black cards over there? TJ stacking the deck.
Oh, no. No. That's the pile it came from.
What are those black cards, though? What? Oh, those are your points. Yeah.
Trying to say I'm stacking the deck with my points.
TJ was about to lose.
Ah. Oh, God.
TJ gonna lose. But you know what?
I drew one too many.
It's the journey.
It's Germany. It's my turn.
You have 10 cards?
Yep. It's, oh, my God. I did it my way. The class field trip. Okay, the class field trip was completely ruined by blank.
Okay. No matter what I do, TJ won. Wait, unless.
This is a good one.
There we go. Take that one.
What the f- I mean, I still have to give it to TJ just because.
Well, we'll read them out loud first.
Okay, the class field. I don't know. Maybe not. This is a toss-up for me. Actually, now that I'm reading.
We'll read them both out loud.
Okay. The class field trip was completely ruined by how far I can get my own penis up my butt. The class field trip was completely ruined by some bitch who loves pineapples.
You hate that bitch.
Like, I like that one. I was like, fuck that pineapple apple-eating ass bitch. Pineapple pit. Pit pineapple apple pit.
I have a pineapple. Pineapple pan.
I'm gonna give it to TJ just cause I really like that punch to the stomach.
He's like, fuck you and your pineapples, bitch.
Yeah, like, fuck that pineapple loving ass, bitch. It's a bitch who loves pineapples. Apple pin. Okay. Next one.
I drink to forget blank. Damn, come at me, fucking cards.
I got you. I got you. This is fucked up, though.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck you!
You won't be saying that for long.
We just had that conversation.
I'm sorry, it wasn't me, it was the cards.
Oh, wow, TJ. Wow. Wow. Okay.
It wasn't me. It was the cards.
I drink to forget your mom. I drink to forget the Jews. Why, TJ?
That was your choice.
I'm giving that to Sean by default. No.
I'm
not Kanye West in this bitch. You better take this point.
I can't do it. Like, for comedy's sake, that was way funnier.
It was way funnier, but
it's against humanity.
I don't want to get. Oh, okay, okay.
I'm a dictator, motherfucker.
TJ finna win this whole game. You
know
that, right?
Yeah, I do know that. That fucking asshole. Let me get my other card here.
You draw your card, TJ.
I got so much darkness in me.
Darkness.
You son of a bitch.
Can I get one of them cancer sticks from you?
Yeah. You have the last whatever's in there. But I want the case back, though.
Thank you. I really love your fancy cigarette case.
I wish the lighter still was in there.
That'd be dope.
I kind of wish. All right, here we go. What made my first kiss so awkward? And just before, fuck you guys. Do your worst.
Wait.
Oh, shit.
I burned myself. Here, TJ, this is for you.
Here you go.
He said, do your worst. I'll start calling you Link.
All right. No.
I don't know which one he's looking at.
What made my first kiss so awkward? Mouth herpes.
Oh.
What made my first kiss so awkward? Kissing grandma on the forehead and turning off life, her life support.
TJ, give that shit to Sprout.
But listen, I wouldn't kiss her on the forehead.
I wouldn't even kiss her at all.
No. Okay, good. I'm still get glad the point. Nobody else. Because
I know that you would pull the plug. I get the point because I know that you would pull the plug.
I would. In a heartbeat.
I wish I.
Oh no!
When I get
oh
I
no! Oops! You had a fake trip. We're about to lose all our ads.
That Mitch O'Connell one, I had the Donald Trump card. There's like, Mitch O'Connell can't come without blank. And I was like,
Donald J. Trump.
Yep. I wish I would have been. That would have been it.
Who's okay. The cards are? Or Sherman's cards
I'm
are?
I'm the cards are.
Did you draw?
Yeah.
Okay, I drew two.
Yep. I'm Tony Robinson. Wait. Nope, wrong guy. Sorry. I'm Tony Robbins, and over the next 60 minutes, I'm going to teach you how to harness the power of blank. Fuck, I wish I had my vagina card. The power of my vagina. Oh, God. Why? Why do you get all these cards? Okay, Sprout. You get this one.
Well, read them first.
I'm going
acceptable
to
loss.
It's a close one, though. Don't get me wrong. I'm Tony Robinson, and over the next 60 minutes, I'm going to teach you how to harness the power of inserting a mason jar into my anus. Next. I'm Tony Robinson, and over the next 60 minutes, I'm going to teach you how to harness the power of my bright pink fuckhole.
Yeah, there you go.
Bright pink fuckhole. Jesus. That's so rough.
Score update. Sherm?
4.
TJ?
5, 6.
6, baby.
5, son.
6, baby.
No, I have 5.
On you.
I'm the cards on now.
You know why 6 is afraid of 7?
Because 7, 8, 9.
No, that's why 10's afraid of 6.
Not everything gets subtracted in the end.
Sherm, I'm sorry. I just read the first 4 words. I don't know what the rest says. But we're going to find out.
What?
Life for American Indians was forever changed when the white man introduced them to blank.
Oh, I wish I had booze on here.
You can't hit me with realshit.com in this game. That's not funny. That's history.
Here, this is close enough.
Give me the card, TJ. He didn't want to let go of it.
It's a fucked up card.
Wow. Wow. I'm going to start with TJ's. Wow.
I'm sorry.
Life for American Indians was forever changed when the white man introduced them to cyanide.
Wow! That's death.
They didn't even put that in cigarettes back then yet. Yeah, this is kind of close.
Right?
Because there were dens for this during colonial times. Yeah. So I mean, sure, I might get it. Although it was meant to be funny, but it actually might be true. Life for American Indians was forever changed when the white man introduced them to 8 ounces of Mexican black tar heroin.
Yeah, I see a lot of heroin addicts out there.
And I see a lot of motherfuckers nodding off on the bus. TJ is the card czar.
It was just meant to be that.
It's just meant to be
cyanide
dead.
Of all things. You couldn't say like blankets.
No, the only other thing that I have as close.
No. Don't table talk. I don't want to know what's in your hand.
Fucked up.
Okay. Let's hear this one then.
All right. Fun tip: when your man asks you to go down on him, try surprising him with blank instead.
I don't think I have anything for this. Oh, here we go.
Hold on.
TJ just put it together.
I don't have anything but that. There you go.
Oh, please be better. Oh, shit. Fun tip. When your man asks you to go down on him, try surprising him with my pet scorpion, Tina, instead. Fun tip. When your man asks you to go down on him, try surprising him with consensual sex instead.
Yeah. That's the 69 where I come from.
They call that an Alabama 72 where I'm from. Did I get the point for that terrible joke? That was a terrible, terrible, horrible thing to say, TJ. How dare you?
It's on me, TJ. Give me them cards. I'm the card's eye.
Take these away from me. I don't want them.
When I am a billionaire, I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate blank.
When you're a billionaire, you'll erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate what?
To commemorate blank.
Hmm.
Okay, TJ.
Hmm.
I like this one, TJ.
Woo!
Oh, okay. I like this one, too, but for funny-wise... It says, when I am a billionaire, I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate Danny DeVito. That's some good money spent. When I am a billionaire, I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate what that mouth do.
Fuck, you broke the tie.
What'd that mouth do?
What'd that mouth do, though?
What'd that mouth do? Oh, God. That's bad. What'd that mouth do?
What's a girl's best friend? I repeat. What is a girl's best friend?
I don't have.
Oh no, TJ, give me your card, hurry up. Wow, okay.
Wow. TJ, you're fucking inappropriate, bro.
This nigga came in with some wizard shit. What's a girl's best friend? Dark and mysterious forces beyond our control.
That's a witch.
What's a girl's best friend? Having anuses for eyes. Sorry. Gotta give it to Jeremy.
Anuses for eyes.
They need that.
There's some extra holes there that nobody
needs. They'd be like, nope, wrong hole!
Oh, wait, I better grab a card. The hammer. Some of these cards are stupid as fuck.
What are you reaching for?
It's these, the Zarzar. Kazardzar.
These? Why'd you put them?
No.
The black cards.
Oh, you're the Czar. That's right. I'm sorry.
Next on ESPN2, the World Series of blank.
The World Series of...
Oh, I got too many options.
Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay.
6, 7, 8, 9.
10, 11, 12. Here you
go. I just drew this card.
Draw this one.
And it's the only one that works.
Next on ESPN2, the World Series of Wet Dreams.
Oh, nice.
Next on ESPN2, the World Series of getting bitten by a radioactive spider and then battling leukemia for 30 years.
What the fuck? That's ridiculous.
Oh, man.
Leukemia.
Talk game, bitch! Ah! TJ didn't vocalize that he was handing me a card.
Yep, oh. Sprout gets
so board. I'm stealing that opportunity to say, tie game, bitch!
Oh, my God.
Wait, actually, score check.
5. No, 6.
7.
Tie game, bitch!
Oh, damn.
What would Grandma find disturbing yet oddly charming?
These nuts. Oh, I'm sorry. You want a card answer? Okay.
Yep.
1 second. Ooh, jeez.
Wait, what?
What would Grandma find disturbing yet oddly charming? Okay, okay, bro. Oh God, TJ. We asked Sprout, what would Grandma find disturbing yet oddly charming? The answer, the Wi-Fi password. We asked TJ, what would Grandma find disturbing yet oddly charming? This motherfucker. Police brutality.
Now, wow.
Listen up.
TJ, whose team are you on right now?
Listen.
give TJ the point?
Yeah, that's his grandma.
Think back to Ray.
What, you
gave, yeah, what? That's his grandma.
You gave TJ the card that's supposed to be putting in here.
No, that's what all those are right there.
No, right here.
That's yeah, TJ's I know. That's hand. What, no, TJ's hand's right there.
Oh, give me those.
That's where I've been throwing my cards.
I'm the card czar.
Hold on.
I'm out. Nah.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
You got an extra card.
Hold on.
You over there,
no, 10 is good.
2, 3, he has an extra card. He has 11.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
11. Put it back here.
And the hot of the cards. All right. It is on you, pout. I'm not gonna lie, I'm high.
Mamma mia. That double voice burp be tripping me out, bro. Instead of what? Instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children blank. I know TJ are gonna come hot with it with the first answer.
With them dirty ass ones, like the most fucked up. I got a really fucked up one, but I'm not gonna do it. Just because. Like.
Instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children fiery poops. Instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children my cheating son of a bitch husband. It's like reverse Krampus. Sheila said the kid was mine. I hate that I'm losing to TJ because he gets all the good cards.
Woo. Yeah, he does. It goes to TJ.
Oh, yeah, it sure does. My body was like, I don't want TJ to play anymore.
Fuck that guy.
Oh, my God.
This nigga just pulled that card like a Yu-Gi-Oh card and said, I play Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Yu-Gi-Oh. This one, you're going to have to pick two.
We should probably put some wood in there.
Pick two. Introducing the amazing superhero / sidekick duo. It's blank and blank.
We've named a superhero and a sidekick?
Yep. Superhero and sidekick.
Superhero?
Please. Sidekick. Daddy.
Superhero.
Okay, hold on. First off. Superhero?
Yep.
Okay.
Superhero. The sidekick. Oh.
Oh.
That makes me sad. Sorry. All right, here we go. Introducing the amazing superhero sidekick duo. It's Go-Gurt and Corporate America.
Go-Gurt and Go-Gurt, okay.
Introducing the amazing superhero sidekick duo. It's the Hamburglar and a man on the brink of an orgasm. It makes me sad.
It pleases me.
This pleases me. Something inside.
Whose cards are? We got time for one more hand.
I am.
Two more.
Okay. Ready? My fellow Americans, before this decade is out, we will have a blank on the moon.
We will have a blank on the moon.
My fellow Americans, before this decade is out, we will have a blank on the moon. Okay. You got anything television? Okay.
They are werewolves.
This is okay. My fellow Americans, before this decade is out, we will have preteens on the moon. My fellow Americans, before this decade is out, we will have a mopey zoo lion on the moon. These are so lame. I don't want to give it to either of you.
No. Well, fuck you too. Yeah.
It's all you.
Last hand.
Glass hand.
Grass ham.
Glass spam. Oh, I forgot to grab a card last time.
This is where the world ends. This is, oh wait, I didn't grab a card either, but it doesn't matter. Yep. Just last hand. This is where the world ends. This is where the world ends. Not with a bang, but with blank.
This is my first answer.
Mm.
Okay. I like that.
Mm. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with an endless stream of diarrhea.
Oh, God, gross.
This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with seething with quiet resentment. That's how I want to go out. Giving that point to Sherm.
Okay.
I was, is this it? That's the last game? Mm-hmm. I was originally going to, I was going to put.
Wait, who started it?
You did.
You started it.
Two more hands. With you. We'll end it with Sherm.
Okay. And the world ends with you.
Well, then I better pick a card.
Hold on. Mm. All right. 50% of all marriages end in blank.
Oh God, here you go, TJ.
No. He said no.
50% of all marriages end in sitting on my face and telling me I'm garbage.
Oh God. That's bad.
50% of all marriages end in JD Power and his associates. JD Power.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good lawyer firm. I recommend my divorce to there. Right, I'm the last guy to go here as a Kaza. You ready for this?
Wait.
All right, Mr. President. Oh.
Now I am.
Just saw this upsetting video. Please retweet. Hashtag stop blank.
Oh, no.
Here's your card.
Stop what?
Just saw this upsetting video. Please retweet. Hashtag stop blank. This is a legit fucking hashtag. Okay. Just saw this upsetting video. Go.
Sir.
Just saw this upsetting video. Please retweet. Hashtag stop men. Just saw this upsetting video. Please retweet. Hashtag stop these hoes.
Oh! Oh! No! TJ, what? Wait, score check. Score check. Sherm?
One, two, four. Wait, hold on, wait. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
10, motherfucker.
8. I got a rock.
I got a rock. That shit was fun.
I won! Congratulations, Tomas.
Thank you.
You get the trophy of the handshake.
And you also get to close us out with a motivational TJ speech.
Yes. Let's hear it.
All right. Well, in the words of a person, any day that you can take a shit is a pretty good day.
I'm inspired.
I'm going to go take a shit right now.
I'm going to take a shit right there. We have to fight for the bathroom. I'm motivated now.
You know what? I'll shit on your lap.
All right, let's do it.
That's gross.
Well, we out of here.
Yep, that was a good podcast. It was fun. The Cards Against Humanity thing.
Good game, you guys.
That shit lasted a little bit longer than I thought it would.
I told you it would last a little bit longer.
Yep.
But he don't listen.
I don't. I don't. Hey, we should put a poll out or something.
For?
Recommendations.
Oh, for games?
Yes.
Okay, we can do that.
Yep.
We'll make sure we put a Q&A up. But until then, I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm TJ.
No one asked you.
Okay.
Go back into your corner.
All right.
All right. Yep.
Thanks for listening, you guys. You guys have a good night and or day or whatever time it is, because it's Saturday while we're recording this at 7 o'clock at night.
That's so early.
It probably won't be up till like Sunday, but that's not the point. Have a good doing.
Yep. Have a good doing.
Have a good doing.
Have a good morrow.
Good doing.
Peace out, y'all.
Do this, do that, do anything.